Hey ladies, it's Kate. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. Today, we are going to share with you one of our Patreon episodes from October. This is a full episode that the Patreon community would normally get every other week in their podcast player. We thought that this week would be a good one to air one of our Strug's favorite episodes since it's the holidays and because, to be honest, our lives are a little insane right now. We shared last week that Emily and I are caring for our mom, and that involves a lot of travel and also trying to run our own family situations, right? So our sweet Rebecca is just supportive as ever, just waiting in the wings for us to be back to normal. She's also about 10,000 months pregnant. So if you've ever been a million years pregnant or caring for a loved one, I know that you get it. We know that God has us. We're like in the waiting room trying to figure out what the heck is going on in the future. So in the spirit of struggling well, we're going to share our best Patreon episode with you. And if you want to join us over on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell and get an episode every single week. But we will be right back here on the main show in 2 weeks to talk about 2021 and how we're going to struggle well. What are we leaving behind? What are we going to bring with us? And if you have anything you want to share, you can email us at hello@momstrugglingwell.com and tell us, what are you super pumped about in 2021? How are you going to struggle well in 2021? We hope you guys enjoy this Patreon episode and that you had a great Christmas. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Welcome. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This podcast, the whole point is to help you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. And I can tell you, I hate when people in my real life throw all of that, those words back at my face and try to make me actually struggle well. It's the worst.
That's so annoying of them.
It is. Trying to make me better.
That's not what this is about. That's not what this is about. Okay, so thanks for being a Patreon member and contributing your precious green.
That's your money. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's your green?
You know, I think putting your money where your mouth is, that's gross. Money's dirty.
It is dirty.
Maybe money used to be more clean.
Well, it just means like if you're going to say stuff, back it with your money, but it's gross.
It is gross.
Right. We don't do that here. Mm-mm. We don't put our money in our mouths.
Nope.
This episode is titled, get this, Dreams, Death, and Workouts.
Ooh.
And it would not be possible without your money in your mouth and the support of this show.
Oh, gosh. So today we're going to, as always, tell you what's giving us life, what's killing us softly, which we have on the script as GL and KS. And Rebecca was like, who's GL?
I did not prep for this because I just figured my initials are not GL or KS. I don't know whose they are. There's Katie, but her last name doesn't start with S.
What's happening?
It's not my job. So coming up with these on the fly.
We're learning a lot about the podcast. So we're also going to do a Would You Rather. And let's do that first.
Would you rather
have carrot fingers forever or skin that's crispy, like skin of a turkey.
A cooked turkey.
Yeah.
Are these actual carrots or just long, skinny fingers?
No, actual carrots.
So there's no joints?
I wouldn't think about that. So they're just long.
So like Edward Scissorhands,
yeah.
But
yeah,
with carrots.
I would think so. I mean, maybe baby carrots as thumbs.
You could never go to a petting zoo.
That is true.
Oh, man. You'd really have to protect those babies.
You really would have to hold them real high up in the air, away from the goats.
Okay, I'll tell you mine. I think I'd rather have carrot fingers because then I wouldn't have to do chores or things like that. I would just be like,
carrot fingers.
What am I supposed to do?
I can't get too hot. You guys, I can't go out and I can't take you to the pool. Oh, they'll get all wobbly.
Soggy.
Be in the winter, they get like frozen and then they're floppy.
Gross. But you always have a carrot available for a snowman.
That's true.
You'd have to chop a whole finger off for that. Right. But I'd go for the turkey skin, I think.
Where is your skin like a turkey? Your whole body is like that?
Yeah, all your skin. So your face looks like a fried turkey skin.
Oh, man. Skin. Do you feel like the plastic surgery for that would be cheaper than converting all your fingers into actual human digits?
Well, there's prosthetic hands. I would definitely I'd let the goats eat my fingers, and then I'd have prosthetic hands.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be able to do my job. I couldn't be a nurse anymore.
But you could still podcast.
That's true.
I would do the turkey thing if it wasn't my face, because everything else you can hide. Turtlenecks.
But then you're wearing clothes and they're all greasy.
Ew.
I didn't think about that side effect.
Dogs are trying to literally eat you for dinner.
All you.
Fine, carrot fingers. This is a good Thanksgiving dinner would you rather question.
It is. And I steal these off the internet. I don't know how you guys do yours, but this is not something I thought of in my head.
Well, yeah. I also think that we should actually title this Carrot Fingers. I don't know. I'm always wanting to change a title halfway through.
I know. Yeah.
Carrot Fingers is good.
But I noticed the other day that you guys sent emails back and forth. I wasn't even on them. So I know that my opinion matters very little.
Oh, my gosh.
We did notice. I was like, Katie, Emily's not on these.
I know. And it was an important it was very important email about, like, budget things. And I'm, like, sneaking them in. Told you I'd taken over the show.
I know. It's really something. Just kidding. Okay, so now is my would you rather time?
Yes.
Would you rather talk to your pet or speak a foreign language? So basically.
Have your pet understand you.
Yeah, and you can understand them. Like you're like Dr. Doolittle or whatever. So you can talk to your pets or you can speak a foreign language.
I would totally talk to my pet because maybe that would solve. We could come to an agreement on peeing on the porch.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. And I feel like he would understand me better. I could understand him better.
What if he's not very smart, though, and it's just like, you're like, this dog won't stop talking to me, and all he wants to talk about is dog food.
Or what that other dog's butt smelled like.
Just so constant.
True. Just be another like toddler in the house.
Or he's like, oh, I'm going to pee now because I'm not on the porch. And you're like, you're literally standing on the porch. I'm like, maybe he just doesn't understand anything. I don't know.
The more you go into it, the harder it is to make this decision.
I would rather speak a foreign language because I'm not an animal person.
Well, your dogs are kind of jerks.
They're kind of jerks. I think I know what they're thinking, what they would be saying. I don't want to hear it. A lot of grumbling, a lot of,
oh, I hate that guy.
Like that.
Oh, I really like my dog, but I want to think practically about this. And you get like more money per hour if you can speak another language. So I would speak Spanish and make a little cash.
Dinero.
Excuse me. Yes.
In your mouth.
Ew.
Hey, you parents who homeschool or who want to homeschool. Are you overwhelmed with all the work and responsibilities on your shoulders right now? Maybe you're a parent with kids still in school because it just seems too daunting to homeschool them yourself. Well, Homeschool Magnet is for parents just like you. Homeschool Magnet supports homeschooling families by providing students with instruction from world-class credentialed teachers in a remote classroom with their peers. Parents choose the best teachers for each student based on values and teaching approach to ensure every child is receiving exactly the education they desire. As a parent, you'll be in full control of your child's education without the daily responsibilities of lesson planning, pre-learning, teaching, tutoring, and grading. Each student will receive instruction in the four core subject areas, math, English, science, and social studies. Parents ultimately have the freedom to involve their student in as much or as little learning as they prefer based on each student's learning goals. Other online schools exist, but Homeschool Magnet is unique. Even though Homeschool Magnet includes a robust online learning environment, each student works from their real physical learning materials guided by video instruction from their teachers. This approach is similar to most remote college learning formats, and it will help prepare your students for secondary school. Every student has daily access to their teachers who know their learning needs. Every student has daily access to their teachers who know their learning needs and can help with instruction and tutoring. Homeschool Magnet can even give your students the opportunity to join group video tutoring calls and homeschool style group video calls for fun and socialization with friends. With Homeschool Magnet, you can get the freedom and control of homeschooling without the burden at only a fraction of the cost of private schools, and their 30-day money-back guarantee means that the choice is risk-free. Plus, enrollment and tuition are on a per-semester basis, so you're only committing for a short period of time, giving you even more flexibility and control to shape your child's education. To learn more about Homeschool Magnet student experience, go to homeschoolmagnet.com and join their growing wait list today.
Okay, well, you guys came up with fun ones. Mine's a little serious. I'm still new to this podcast thing. Would you rather know how you will die or when you will die?
You come with the deep stuff.
Man.
I didn't realize it was supposed to be about carrot fingers.
And talking to animals.
Well, it can't all be about carrot fingers and
that's a good point.
Turkey face.
I think if I knew how I would die, I would just make sure never to do that thing.
Yeah.
And my life would be about never getting cars or never, you know, I don't know. Right. I think I'm going to die of cancer from stress.
You do?
From
stress.
Oh. So if you knew how you would die, if you were going to die of cancer, then you wouldn't know when it could be.
I think I'd just get really obsessive about, okay, well, then I can't eat sugar and I can't do this and I can't, like, anything causing cancer.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. Or I might say, screw it, and start smoking. I'm not sure. Probably not.
I think, yeah, probably not.
If you knew you weren't going to die of cancer, then maybe you would start smoking.
Mm.
Right?
Well, that smoking doesn't sound fun. I think that I would, like, if I knew I was going to die in a car accident, I wouldn't like that I would then never want to get in a car again.
Right.
Right. You would just be anxious all the time.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. What would you guys do?
I would want to know when. So it would be like a countdown. Like, I have 3 more years.
Wouldn't that be terrible? What if it was today the countdown starts? You have 3 years.
I would have three such good years.
You would cry all the time.
No. Yeah, I'd be living it up.
I don't think so.
I would much rather that than be like, oh, you're going to die in a car accident and then I can never get in my car.
All right.
So I would be paralyzed with fear.
Every day.
But you don't think you'd be paralyzed if you're like, you literally have 900 days left.
No. Maybe at day 800, I'd be like, oh, snap.
You're taking this very well. Oh, snap. What about you, Rebecca?
Oh, gosh. You guys bring up such good points. Because I was going to say I'd rather know how. Because like you said, I would just avoid that thing. But I see what you're saying, Katie. There's some freedom to knowing when, and you can do literally whatever you want. You can scale the side of a building without a harness as long as it's not like your day to die. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's some freedom in that. So I don't know.
Living la vida loca up until day 800.
Right.
When you say, oh, snap.
Snap.
That's got to be the title of this episode.
So let's do Giving Me Life, Killing Me Softly.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
So what is Giving Me Life? I went to a dietitian because I'm feeling so tired all the time. And I don't know why, but I want to fix it. So I actually went to a functional medicine doctor and they suggested I started out by seeing a dietitian. And so she said, you really need to get good sleep. And I'm like, I'm amazing at sleeping. But she still put me on something called magnesium citrate to calms you down. It's kind of like melatonin, but melatonin's a hormone and mag citrate is a mineral or a vitamin. I should probably know this. But anyway, it's not a hormone, which is a chemical that your body makes. It works in a different way. It calms down your central nervous system to help you sleep.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
And it gives you really vivid dreams. I woke up the past couple days. I don't ever remember my dreams, but there's some real crazy dreams. And so it's kind of fun to feel like I remember my dreams because I never do. So what's giving me life is magnesium citrate dreams.
That's so fun.
Did you not get good sleep before, or she's just hope this is like the first step in hoping that this will solve your energy level?
So here I have a hard time coming home from work. I just have a hard time relaxing at the end of the day. And I haven't been drinking wine, and she doesn't want me to drink wine. And and so she's like, let's just help you relax in a different way. So that's kind of the wind down. It's a wind down assister.
Nice.
But it gives you really crazy dreams.
Even better.
But I can tell you, I really hate hearing people's dreams. So I'm never going to tell you guys my dreams.
Yeah.
But just know that I'm having them and that I'm really enjoying them.
I'm now like self-consciously going back through 4 years of conversation with you to see if I've ever shared a dream. I mean, you secretly were like, oh my gosh.
I just, if you can tell me a dream in a way that's concise, that's fine. Yes. But you know, relevant. Some people go on and on and on about things and I'm like, we both know this didn't happen. It feels just like a waste of time.
You know what I don't like about it? I don't like that it's, they're telling you as they're remembering it. And I do this to Brandon all the time. So it's like coming back to you and you're confused as you're talking.
That's the thing, isn't it?
And then it's like,
yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Goodbye with this. Yeah.
But some people love not only to hear about dreams. My kids will be like, what'd you dream about? And I'm like, do you hate yourself? Why are you exposing yourself or risk, you know, why are you making yourself hear other people's dreams? I don't know. Do you guys like hearing other people's dreams?
If they're about me.
Okay. Also, sometimes dreams are so real that you wake up mad at somebody about something that didn't happen.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's true.
I feel like, Katie, that thing that you said to me and Robbie did you when we were little, I feel like that was a dream.
I think it was a dream, too, but it was a very real dream, and now I have to tell everybody about it.
I already told Rebecca when you weren't in the room.
I already know.
Seriously?
Sorry. I don't know. It wasn't my fault.
No, it is your fault.
You don't have to say it now? You can edit that all out. I feel like
This is Patreon. I don't mind. It's Patreon.
Okay.
I know you guys. One time I had a dream when I was, let's say, 4. Mm-hmm. And so then Emily and Robbie were
9 and 10.
And I had a dream that they made me be naked. So weird. And we had this weird machete in our house for some reason.
In the junk drawer.
Our kitchen junk drawer had a long knife that was like very swoopty, like Captain Hook sword.
Yeah, like from Aladdin or something. It's regular.
Yeah. I don't know why. And they made me put it like in my arm, like, you know, when you're a little kid and you're pretending you're dying from a sword cut because it's trapped in your arm. And then they took a picture of me like, oh, sorry, we killed Katie with this weird sword from the junk drawer. And we had a family sit down where mom was like, did you really do that to her? And I was just like, I swear they did. And they're like, we swear we didn't. And I still feel bad about it.
But I still,
and there's no picture. There's no picture. Evidence no. anywhere, right?
No,
it definitely didn't happen, but she really believed that it did happen. And I'm glad that you accused me and Robbie, or I would have been like, I guess I did. I don't remember doing that, but I'm glad that I could look at him and him be like, what?
Because I get confused. Knows what a 4-year-old, maybe I just needed attention.
No, you
really
believe
that it was real.
You really believed it. So that's what makes me think it was a dream.
Weird. Dreams are
all poor Katie.
No,
poor
nothing.
Emily.
Thank you. Nothing bad happened to Katie here.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing bad ever happened to Katie.
Hey friends, we've talked really candidly about meal kits on the show and what we liked and what we disliked about them. Well, today I want to share what I now know about Green Chef. Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit company. You can enjoy clean ingredients you can trust that are easily sourced for peak freshness. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped, so you can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, who we love, and with a wider array of meal plans, which we've mentioned on the show before, there's something for everyone. Us ladies at MSW love switching between the brands. brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with us. What I found out that I really like about Green Chef was that they offer keto and paleo meal plans. I personally love eating low carb because I feel better when I'm not digesting grains and sugars. Plus, I find it really easy to add a simple carby side like a dinner roll or something for my family, in addition to what I'm cooking. That way, I'm cooking what I want to eat and they end up loving it too. Recently, I made this salmon with a yummy chimichurri sauce. It was simple and it was not too fancy for the kids. Another thing I love about Green Chef nights is that my five-year-old can pop into the kitchen for a few minutes and help put things together since the ingredients are pre-measured, and she's super pumped to eat the things that she's made, you know? So you can go to greenchef.com/MSW90. Use the code MSW90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/MSW90. Use code MSW90, Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
Okay, I'll go next.
Okay.
Giving Me Life is my babysitter.
Oh, good.
I don't know if I should call her a nanny. Like, you know, is there like, I should ask her if she has a preference. I feel like one is a little more prestigious than the other.
Nanny makes it fancy, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. But I only have her 15 hours a week, which to me feels more like babysitter level. Like, nanny is more like every day, all day, night. I don't know.
Doesn't the nanny like live with you and go on vacations with your family? And I don't know how that works.
Yeah. Then there's au pair, which might be like the next level.
Okay.
They live
those
with you,
live
right?
with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'll ask her preference of what she would like to be called. But she is amazing. I only hired her to do virtual school with my kids. But she bakes cookies. What? 2 days this week. She made cookies. Yesterday I came home. She had made my bed, folded my laundry. I come home. My house is cleaner than when I left. And I never even asked her to do these things. So
that's so cool. That's how it's supposed to be.
No kidding. Go above and beyond, people.
Yeah.
It's so great. It makes me want to give her all my money. Like, I will literally just go to work so I can just give you all my money. And you can come every day and do mm-hmm. this for me.
So that's really nice.
Yeah, she's going out of town next week, so I'm going to be all by myself. But have to let her, I guess. Let her go so she'll realize how much she misses me.
Yeah. I really miss making that bed.
She's awesome. She's so great.
Yeah, I think you should call her an au pair just like to raise your standard of living.
My au pair. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, what's giving me life is some workouts that I've been doing lately. And I'm going to give two examples. So I started with Tori Lynn Fitness. You can look her up on Instagram. In September, I took a class from her. It was $25. And she gives you workouts. And they're really good workouts. I think she did like meal plan. And all she just gives so much information. I just wanted the workouts. So she is good. She's Christian. She's really good for like every level. She gives lots of examples of what to do. So any fitness level is good. That's good for her. So anyway, I like that. But now I am doing this girl Body by Trainer on Instagram. Her name is Megan Trainer, which is funny for two reasons. Because Megan Trainer is famous.
That's
she
what
is
I was
not her.
Say. Okay.
I know. But she's also a trainer. So that's hilarious.
Is that her real name?
Megan Trainer. I mean, I think so. Okay. I mean, that's what she says it is on Instagram, but you know Instagram. So anyway, this came from a listener, Lauren, who I talk to a lot on Instagram. And she does free workouts every day but Sunday for 45 minutes, live Instagram workouts. And so you can go see them. You don't have to get on and do it when she gets on and does it.
I do free 45-minute workouts every day on Instagram, too, and you don't ever join mine.
You do not. Just kidding. You quick delete them.
Is yeah, you forget to sleeping? Post.
I lead them. Oh, yeah. I forgot to press play, but I've been working out a lot. Just kidding. Go ahead. Continue.
Anyway, that's all. I just think a free workout is amazing, and they're very, like, challenging. I wouldn't say that she is for every level. So she does, it's strength training, so you'd have some dumbbells, and then she does a cardio in between them all. She's really out there.
Like, she's really fit or she's weird?
She's fit. She's weird. She's funky. Sometimes some cuss words fly sometimes, but she's very fun and energetic, which is what I need when I work out. And my kids aren't there watching, so she's wearing like all the crop tops and stuff, and that doesn't bother me because I'm doing that one alone. But where Tori Lynn Fitness, she's super appropriate. So good for kids.
Love it.
Do you always want to work out?
No.
Do you ever want to work out?
No, never.
No, I never do. And so I don't.
But I do love the feeling after.
After.
Yeah.
I do it for depression reasons.
Yeah. That leads into my Killing Me Softly. So I'll just go ahead and transition. My Killing Me Softly has been, like you just said, Emily, I've had zero energy. Like, so many things around my house need done. And mm-hmm. I just don't want to do them. And so I just tell myself, I'm not going to do them. But then they keep bugging me. Mm-hmm. And I know if I would get on the Peloton, like, I would feel better mm-hmm. at the end. But the getting on is just so insurmountable, it feels like.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a pregnancy thing. I don't think so. I think it's, like, something just... I think it's something I struggle with all the time is I want someone to just come in and do everything. I want a babysitter every day for myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like getting over that. I don't even know what it is, like obstacle or barrier to like put the laundry away or clean the bathroom or get on the Peloton. All these like stupid things that have to be done every day. Mm-hmm. I can't breathe my lungs.
It's totally overwhelming because that stuff never ends.
Yeah.
It is just constant. And it does feel like a beating sometimes, even though it's just some laundry. It just feels like, man, again.
It's not like, I just have to do this one time and then it's going to be okay. You know, it's going to be over. It's like, then you wake up the next day and it's all the things again.
Yeah.
I need some magnesium. What'd you call it?
Citrate.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just killing me softly.
Yeah. What is your goal for when you get on the bike, even like 5 minutes? Do you ever just like say, let me just do a few minutes?
Yeah. I say like, just do it for 10 minutes. And I do feel great afterwards, but it's just that like getting on it, putting the shoes on. There's such small things, but I'm not one of those people who, I'm trying to think like personality wise, like if I don't want to do something, I just don't do it. Even if I know it would be good. Where I think some people can play this game, like this mind game with themselves maybe, or be like, I don't even know how to like get over myself to just like do the things.
Mm-hmm. I am the kind of person that annoyingly always tries to fix something. So I can't not suggest this one thing because I think that it came from you. Is to set a timer.
Yeah.
5 minutes. I'm going to do 5 minutes of laundry. And then at least I'm not going to beat myself up because I didn't do any laundry. I did 5 minutes of laundry and I didn't want to.
Yeah. And chances are once I get into the 5 minutes, I'll go ahead and just finish, you know, get to the next point of it, even if it takes 10 minutes. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. I just got to play that game with myself.
Yeah. It is intense. It's no fun.
Yeah. What's killing you softly, Em?
Okay, so I've been at work. Like I said, working at a hospital, it's very intense. And I'm almost out of training, which means I'm going to be on my own pretty soon in like 3 more shifts. And I'm a little bit paralyzed with fear.
Smidge.
What part's scary?
Just the amount of work that there is, the amount of patients that I have. It's like 19 patients. That's a lot of patients and the amount of needs that they have. And that alone is tricky. But then on top of it, learning the new like procedures of a new place and, you know, it just feels like there's more work to do than one person can do. And there are people that will help, but I am also too hard on myself and I think I shouldn't require help. I should be able to handle it, even though nobody could handle it and nobody thinks that I should be able to handle it except me.
You sent us a text a few days ago that said you, like, stuck 20 kids with needles. What was this about?
I did. I drew labs on a bunch of kids. Yeah.
Just stabbed a bunch.
Just stabbed them.
But that was successful.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot better than I thought it would be. And some of them I knew were going to be hard to stick. And I knew some of them would be hard to stick. Like, emotionally, they would be difficult.
Yeah.
So it's hard because you've got to, like... I have to keep my mind from being nervous and I have to keep their mind from being nervous. And then I've got to actually do the the sticking. So there's just a lot happening. But yeah, I did it. I feel a lot better about it. And the cool thing is there's always so many new admissions that before long, nobody will know that I'm new.
Right.
And because I'm not that young, people assume I've been a nurse forever. And I've been a nurse for 10 years almost, but I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And I think most people do. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. And as a grown-up, you kind of feel like, I don't even know what I'm doing. You know, that's most right. people. What about you, Katie?
What's killing me softly is, well, the first thing I wrote down, which is not that exciting, Aldi has some buttered popcorn that smells so bad. It'll smell up your house for like 4 days. A foot. It smelled like Skateland.
Oh.
In our house, and Skateland is like this, you know, like a gross skating rink.
I can picture it, yeah.
For days. So don't get their brand of buttered popcorn. And then we just kept doing it every Friday night. We'd make this popcorn and everybody be like, oh, what's that smell? It's like, it's our movie night snack. Guys, when you're eating it, it's fine. You just have to think popcorn, not think
not foot.
Feet. So anyway, we finally threw that away. It only took like 4 weeks. And Brandon was like, we have enough money to buy a different brand of popcorn. Can you please stop making that? And then the house would smell all weekend of that.
That's terrible.
Here's the real thing that's killing me softly. I went to the dentist the other day and was getting a cleaning, which I haven't had done in like 8 months because of COVID. They had to push us all back and everything. So I was so excited. And I'm sitting in there and I said, you know, I have a tooth that I can feel it pop every once in a while. And the lady turned around real slow and looked at me. And then she had a face shield on and all of the different things on her face, regular glasses, mask. And she just looked over her glasses at me like, what? And I was like, yeah, I have this like root canal and it had I have a crown on it. And I feel it pop every once in a while. And she's like, let's take some x-rays. So we did. And it turns out I have a root canal that has failed and they didn't take all the root out.
Oh, no.
And there's a little bit of an infection in there. And so then I had to go back again. And I have dental anxiety just based on this one root canal because I don't know. I just, it like gave me so many problems. And then, you know, like they have to fix your bite and make sure your bite is right. And then if that's off, you have to keep going back, getting it shaved down or whatever and fixed. So anyway, this whole thing has been such a problem. And that was like 3 years ago. And now it's coming up again. And I get weird in that chair. Like I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm dying now. It's because I can't breathe. And my throat's broken. And why are there hands in my mouth? And I freak out. So not looking forward to this. So then I have to go back again. I guess the dentist isn't always at the dentist when I thought that was their place that they are all the time. But this day she wasn't there. So I had to go back and see her again. And then just, I get so sweaty in there. Oh, and the best news, when they're going to go do your root canal again, they go through the side of your mouth.
That sounds so terrible.
Awful.
It's Aldi's popcorn, it's isn't
the
popcorn. It?
Or is it the Aldi popcorn. Dentist? Like, could you go to a better dentist? Isn't taking the root out the entire point? How do you leave some root in?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Do you know my brother? He has, I'm sure you'll love me saying this, but he has dentist anxiety. He asks for the x-ray blanket to be laid on top of him during procedures because it's like weighted and heavy.
That's so smart.
Maybe that's a great that. Idea.
Yeah, maybe try that.
I will try that. I walk in, I'm like, blanket me.
Give me the blanket, the weighted blanket.
You know, I never had anxiety about the dentist until I became adult as well.
Okay.
And I don't have anxiety any other place, but I feel like I'm a panic attack coming on anytime I...
When they're in your mouth?
Yeah. Just because I think it's about to hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's interesting because I didn't have that until I was an adult. Have you always had it?
No.
I don't know. Do you have anxiety at the dentist, Rebecca?
I had my first cavities filled a year ago.
What?
And... I know. And wow. My kids have like 11 cavities each. So I don't know what it's not genetic. I don't know what's going on. But ever since then, I was breathing through the whole procedures and I had to go back 3 times because they were in like 3 different areas and they wouldn't do them all in one sitting or whatever. And one of them has been bothering me and I like don't want to go back because they're probably going to have to do it again, or I don't know. So I just don't, it's like the Peloton. I just don't go. I just don't get on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. Katie, I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
Other than popping, do you have pain there or just pops?
Yeah, sensitive to cold. And so the dentist was like, here's what we're going to do. Sit back. You know, the things that you, your keyboard.
Like air, compressed air.
Air, compressed air. They took, not compressed air, but it looked like that, right? And she's put it on a plasticky thing that looked like a Q-tip, but was not Q-tip material. I'm just giving you a good visual here. You're welcome. So she's on a Q-tip thing, stuck that on my, where my base of my tooth meets my gums. Boop. And I was like, yeah, a ding, ding, ding. You got it. I already told you it hurts. Thank you so much.
You jerk.
And so she did that on all the teeth on that side. Because she's like, why does your tooth hurt? You don't have any roots there. And I'm like, well, something is going on. I mean, I'm not making it up. So anyway, it's two teeth in a row. So she's like, maybe you're biting at night, or
how this is your fault. Is that what she's trying to put this back
maybe
on you?
You didn't do your job the first time.
That's it.
So anyway, I'll keep you posted on that drilling through the side of my face situation that's coming soon.
Gosh. Well, guys, that's it for this episode of Mom Struggling Well.
Oh, we have a winner. Remember, this is new. We're going to be drawing a Shrug of the Week each week to win a $50 Better Life Bag gift card. So the winner this Patreon episode is Melanie Huffman, who has been a Patreon member for 3 months. Yay. So email hello@momstrugglingwell.com to claim your gift card.
So cool. Thanks, ladies, for keeping this podcast struggling well. And we have a special guest again. She can't stop, won't stop coming on our podcast.
Welcome, Yulia.
Oh, hello, ladies. Want to tell you a funny goodbye joke for children. Next time they are off to virtual school, you can say, see you soon, baboon.